131873 is the number. Maureen is also on the line. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. Look, I just thought I would give you a ring on two fronts. One, I'm actually a business owner of some 40 years, actually this November.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I'm actually the national president of the Hair and Beauty Organisation, and we're federally registered, and we have some very strict compliant rules that we have to adhere to. It's not just what we feel or believe.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, our members, and we've done surveys, are more than ready to get back. Now, I'm not one for being controversial. I think this is something that we have to listen to and listen to the epidemiologists, the experts, and take heed in that. However, I do respect what people say. There's no need to be vehemently rude to people in this situation, but people are crying to get back. My own staff, I'll use an example very, very quickly. Maureen, thank you for not pushing anything to us, but we looked and listened and we agreed that yes, it's the best path. We've got members crying. There's people that own 28 salons, and as I said on another one of your other shows, another person that's hosted, he said, look, you're happy to even mention me. He's trying to take a responsible approach. He's using, you know, a health act that we have in New South Wales that we have to have a safe work environment.
Well, that's the thing, because as an employer, you are responsible to provide a safe working environment for your workers. So, you know, you have a responsibility to ensure that your staff is vaccinated. And the government's indemnity scheme for COVID vaccination applies to employers and health professionals in case anything goes wrong from a medical point of view. So I'm glad to see, Maureen, that from your point of view as hair and beauty representing that industry group, that you think more people are wanting to get vaccinated than not. And that's the way of the future. That's the way forward. Maureen, thank you for your call. I appreciate you getting in contact with me.